Hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Hello. Hello. We said hello. It together.
Hello. Hello.
Why are we so happy tonight?
I don't know. Why are we so happy
tonight? I have
tonight?
No idea, but it could be the two chocolate chip cookies that I just had. Could
right
be a
before,
little bit of sugar.
Right before this.
Yeah. Does anybody out there really know how good Chips Ahoy are?
I would think that some find it a very...
If I had to choose between an Oreo and a Chip Ahoy, I gotta get me a Chip Ahoy.
I don't think it... You know, it's interesting because... Typically, the Oreo is a default cookie. You know, it's like you bring it along. It's a good go to cookie.
Dunkin' cookie.
But it's a Dunkin' cookie.
Right.
You want to dunk it because it doesn't taste nearly as good unless it's dunked in milk.
Isn't
and
true.
Also, you know, in the good old days, I used to just really enjoy how, as a child, I could make my Oreos and, you know, twist the top off and make them into double stuffed Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
And then once the double stuffed Oreo came into being, because mm-hmm. I go on, oh, people are just doing this. Why don't we make it again what the people want and make them already double stuffed?
Yeah.
You know, now I no longer desire the double stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
So I poo-poo on your marketing, you know.
Yeah.
But now they come up with all sorts of new flavors.
Mint.
That's the old one, yeah.
It was old, though?
You know, they've got, like, peanut butter parfait.
Whoa.
I mean, just strawberry cheesecake.
Yes,
all sorts of different flavor. Birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not partial to the birthday cake flavor anymore. I don't know what happened. Back in the good old days, when they gave you birthday cake flavor something, they literally put chunks of birthday cake in it.
Yeah, they were serious.
Ice cream, or they were serious. It was like true to their word.
Right.
Then some, you know, mad scientist came up with this, I don't know, this flavor called birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like birthday cake flavored ice cream, birthday cake flavored candles, birthday flavored cake, everything. And it just like, mm-hmm. you know, and what they do is they throw a little of those like blue sprinkles,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make it look like a birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going,
so
what is it?
So visually you're supposed to think birthday cake and then you smell it. But you know, the truth is when I open up my Jelly Bellies.
Yes.
And I happen to get me a mango.
Yes.
That
Mm-mm.
does not taste like mango.
No.
It tastes like ass.
Yes. And thanks to the Fruit of the Month Club, because before the Fruit of the Month Club,
yes.
thank you, my brother.
Yes.
I did not know what mangoes tasted like because mm-hmm. I always assumed they tasted like ass because that's what the jelly bean tasted
that's
like.
That's right.
And then we
tasted a mango.
And I'm like, well, it ain't that bad.
Yeah.
Not only was it not that bad,
I am going to name my next child Mango.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
In the next life. We never mentioned who we were, by the way.
Who are we?
We're Christy, Marie, and Julie. We're mother and daughter. We're life coaches. You're a psychotherapist. I'm a teacher. And we're just a former teacher because I say that.
You're an author and I'm an author.
I gotta stop saying former teacher. I teach all the time, just not to
right.
children.
That's right. No, no, but you do teach farmers.
I do teach farmers. I am a farmer teacher.
That's right.
Oh, you snorted. I did. It was great.
You're talking about the good old days, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking about the good old days, and my first boyfriend
yes.
had a Rambler.
Mm-hmm.
That's a car. It was called a Rambler. And it was his dad's second car.
Okay.
Okay, so that's how he inherited it.
Okay.
But in those days, it was a truly, truly make-out car because the seats, both seats, the front of the Rambler folded totally down flat.
Oh.
It was the only car of its kind in that day that you literally could sleep in.
Right.
You could actually sleep in this car.
That was their marketing, right? Was it lore? Like all the kids knew that you could lean the seats back? Or is that what
Yes, everybody knew.
I mean, or is that what they actually put in the commercials into the...
No, it was known as a make-out car, though.
Okay.
And so... And yet, it no longer exists. Can you believe that?
No.
Toys R Us?
Maybe because...
No longer exists.
Okay.
Where did that go? Just disappeared.
All right.
Remember that shampoo?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Yeah.
Now, that does... I think that still exists. I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe in like the Vermont catalog
a good catalog.
Yeah.
But see, what happened with them mm-hmm. is they did a like a, they invented another product. It was a douche.
Okay.
And, but they called it, gee, your woohoo smells terrific.
Okay.
And it was, they didn't, not too many people bought it. I don't know why.
I don't know why. As now, no one saw this because we're on a podcast and on the radio. Thank you, BB. You know, BBS Radio. My eyes rolled back when I heard the douche thing. I'm like, where is she taking us down this road?
I'm not taking us anywhere. But you're saying old times, you know, and things that no longer exist. And you know what else doesn't exist anymore? Roseanne.
Oh, Roseanne.
My Aunt Roseanne. No, she's still alive. She's 87.
She's 87 years old.
I'm 87 years old, Christine Marie.
I'm 87 years old. Now, she does not say that.
No, because she does.
She does not believe in age.
She does not believe in age.
You
not,
ask her, she will
she's like, why?
Why do you care how old
what
I am?
What do you want to know this far?
I am an eternal soul. Now, she does not say that either.
No, she does not.
But how dare you ask her how old she is?
That's right.
There is no way,
Jose. And she only says that to me after she berates me for not using my landline to get a hold of me.
Yes.
And that she can't ever find me on my cell phone.
Yes.
And when she can find me on my cell phone, that she can't hear me on my cell
right.
phone. So I get, first of all, it's 10 minutes of being berated for that. And then it's another 10 minutes like, I'm 87 years old. No, I'm not 87 years old. Don't ask me how old I am.
Yeah. Why do you care how old I am?
I'll wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And deck shoes.
Yes.
Or boat shoes.
I still fit in my size six jeans.
Right.
I'm like, you go, Aunt Roseanne.
That's
you
right.
go.
So my Aunt Roseanne is still going strong, but
not the TV show Roseanne.
No.
Yes. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I got a different perspective on this whole Roseanne thing. What was your perspective, first of all?
My perspective on why she's gone?
This whole thing, yes.
The whole thing. Holy crap. I liked the show.
Yeah.
She's
65 years old.
That's right. And I liked some of the points they were making. They had good writers.
Yeah.
But truly, 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 I don't follow social media, which probably you could tell, but I never read any of her tweets or anything like mm-hmm. that. So when I saw some of her tweets, I went, oh, this woman is mentally ill. She's off her meds or, you know, didn't take a med or something, you know.
Right.
And,
Ahmed, isn't that our neighbor?
She's trying to get him deported too. Like, but so I think that that's crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
And you and I, we drove all the way to Iowa, which was like 2.5 hours away, to go see her and Tom Arnold when they had their loose meat shop.
Yes, exactly. And we did not see them. Yeah.
No, we bought a loose meat sandwich.
Yes.
Just because we wanted to contribute to her $80 million.
Yes. And like the Roseanne show, you know, Tom Arnold and her are no longer married. They haven't been married in a very long time.
No.
Things always change, don't they?
Things change. Things go away.
Not you and I, girlfriend.
The good old days.
You and I
together.
Forever. So we do talk about that real quick about the Vermont catalog. Was that what it's called, Vermont?
Yeah. Well, how are you saying Vermont?
Vermont.
The Vermont
the catalog. Vermont.
Well, you don't necessarily have to do that to your lips, Vermont.
Vermont catalog. The Vermont catalog.
Yeah.
You know, why is that the catalog where all things that have died come back to life?
That's right.
And in a very...
you could even get an old-timey radio.
Yeah. And you just wonder, like, who...
How'd they get those, all that stuff?
Yeah. Is it all...
They even have, like, old-timey makeup, like tangerine was my mother's favorite lipstick color.
Yeah.
Tangerine. They still sell those. I don't know how old they are.
Yeah.
Is somebody somewhere still making it?
A small batch? Or how is that working out?
I don't really know. And they even sell nightcaps.
Yeah.
And not the drink.
No.
Not the drinks.
But
people that used to put on their little flannel nightgowns.
And put their hair. They just got set up from the beauty shop.
Yeah, and they put a little nightcap on.
Yeah, awesome. So I found that very fascinating. okay, so going back to Roseanne, one of the things that we will find in Vermont soon enough. Roseanne, still in Vermont.
Tapes?
Yeah.
Old tapes of the Roseanne show?
Yeah, exactly. I think they could do Roseanne without her. I had a little interesting
insight. She has a little accident. She's an Uber driver on her show. And I think a passenger may, you know, one dark night.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I was listening to Joe Rogan, and he was talking about Roseanne. And I agree. I always thought that she was, I'm like, this just doesn't sound like a sane person who has a lot to lose.
Right.
Because, yes, she's rich.
Right.
But at some point, though, you probably, I'm just guessing, if you're a human being, you would feel responsible for everybody who's working on your set.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there are...
I totally agree with that.
There are actors in there that haven't had a gig in a while that this could change their life financially.
Right.
So I would feel a little bit responsible for their success as well.
Right. Taking that into consideration.
The show was a great success, and they were thinking about putting it out for an Emmy. You know, I mean, pushing for that. So I guess Joe Rogan actually called, or they talked on the phone.
Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
Not the president.
No.
Just Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. I don't know if Joe called her or she called Joe. I don't have either. Are they, you know, but they actually talked, which is interesting because Joe usually texts. He goes, I just text my friends, you know, but, you know, she's 65 years old. And she's not texting. She's tweeting, but she's not texting. And she's like, he's like, I totally believe Roseanne that she was on Ambien. And that she was offered, you know, she needs to dress her meds a little bit. And you know, that she probably did this when she was, you know,
drunk.
So drunk. Mm-hmm. Now, I did not know this, but I guess Ambien, the company who makes Ambien, came out with their own tweet. And it was a pretty smart tweet. I don't know exactly, but I heard about it. Mm-hmm. And it was, Ambien does not cause racism. And that was it. And I'm like, oh, that was pretty funny.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, I don't think she was in her right mind.
I don't either.
And she should have just said right off the bat.
But I'm sorry to interrupt you, but there may be like 50 other tweets that prove that she's not, hardly
not
ever
in her right mind. Exactly.
When she's tweeting.
But what she also said to Joe was that she's 65 years old, and the schedule has been over demanding.
Oh.
And she's tired.
Yeah.
And I go, bingo. That's probably true.
That's probably true.
She's been living in Hawaii on her farm growing pineapples or whatever she's growing, mangoes.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the fruit of the ass.
Instead of the Fruit of the Month Club.
Fruit of the Ass Club.
Fruit of the Ass Club.
And so I can totally see that in getting this remade and this rebooted made, they neglected to take into the fact that, hey.
She's 65 years old. I'm 65 years old.
And you know what? Why not do a 12-episode year?
Yeah.
Like Netflix.
Right.
Make them, you know.
10.
Or make her only work 2 or 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out a way that you can do this,
mm-hmm.
not have it filmed in front of a live studio audience, so that it can be edited together. A little more relaxing for her.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally get that. She hasn't been like John Goodman. He's been out there working.
Yeah.
He's been hustling.
Yeah.
He probably is used to the schedule of an acting, and his body can take it. He rests when they're not taping, and he's on when he's taping, and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? This probably wasn't a good thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, she doesn't need the money. It just wasn't a good thing for her. I think it could go on without her. I really do. I think it could ride it out.
I find it interesting that it could, but I doubt it.
Because it's called Roseanne. Roseanne plus or minus. Do you think she could be forgiven and come back?
Oh, yeah. Roseanne minus.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, plus or minus.
Yeah.
Plus or minus, Roseanne.
I you know, I don't know. It's like, who's the guy that was on that all the girls, you know, Matt Lauer, you know, Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they can ever come back.
Well, no, but I'll tell you what, though. Matt Lauer's gone, and NBC's Today Show is doing better than it was before. So maybe without her, it could do even better.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Gilbert, isn't that her name? Sarah Gilbert. Her character is fascinating, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, she acts really well. I mean,
you call it like Roseanne's Clan or something.
Yes. You know, I think, I mean, what's interesting about it is that everybody now is talking about, well, of course, Samantha Bee had to go say something crazy, you know, did the C word. It's like,
is it See You Next Tuesday? Was that the word?
I believe that's the word.
Okay.
No one is specifically saying the word.
Because it looked to me, I saw the bleep, but they bleeped it out, and I thought it was the F word.
So they didn't, did it go through?
I mean, I saw the thing, which she said.
Did
but
she
They bleeped actually, it out.
Did they bleep it out live? Or I got the impression they didn't.
Where I saw it.
Oh, okay.
You know, a couple days later.
Yeah, I think it's a C-U-N-T word.
Okay.
The see you next Tuesday word.
Oh, my God. You just said C-U-N-T
no,
on the
I
radio.
No, I said see you, my gosh, and next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Word. You know.
And I will see you next Wednesday, girl.
Yeah. I don't think. Okay. You know, here's the thing about Roseanne and Samantha Bee.
Mm-hmm.
Women. We gotta stop attacking each other. I mean, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Do we have to attack? I mean, like, let's just kind of stop it. I'm not saying we have to have pass. Okay, that women should all women should have pass. But I'm thinking when we attack each other, we mm-hmm. can do it at a higher level than to attack each other on our face. You know, on our visual appearance, which everyone knows that cuts us deep to the core.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why. Men don't care. But honestly, women know how hard I try.
I know.
If someone tells me I don't look pretty, it cuts me deep.
Like a man, men would make women's jeans and call them, do I look fat in these jeans? And not think of it.
Right.
But women wouldn't buy them.
No.
No.
So you're saying men would actually buy, do I look fat in these jeans?
No, men would actually come up with the name.
Oh!
Like, I thought they would. Gee, your hair smells terrific. Gee, your vagina smells terrific.
No, they would come up with the name.
Because I don't look
fat in these jeans.
Captain, I can't. Yeah, that's right.
No, you don't look fat in these jeans.
That's right. That's the name. That's the name.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
but there is a little difference, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Samantha Bee was actually on a television show. I mean,
yes.
Actually on the show.
Yes.
And Roseanne's was a tweet, you know.
So you in some way think Samantha Bee is actually a worse case.
Well, I mean, it's a bigger deal.
I think it's a bigger deal,
too. I think it's a bigger deal.
The only difference is that Samantha Bee doesn't have 22 million people watching her every week.
Right, yeah. And Samantha Bee is, in general, I don't think of her as a comedian.
I think
of her as a political comedian.
Okay, like kind of Jon Stewart.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, there's something she's really political.
Trevor, yeah, and I don't think of them right. I don't think of, and it's weird because I don't think of them as comedians, even though they are comedians.
Yeah, because it's funny.
But I put her in that political.
Yeah, I mean, she's a writer, and she's a political animal that makes her point by being funny and satirical and cynical. So you kind of know what you're getting, and nobody. It's not as if anybody's never heard. That argument that she made, you know, that got her in trouble.
Right.
And
it wasn't new.
No, it's not new. And, I mean, so I would like to, you know, I consider myself a comedian, but not a political comedian.
Right.
I like you were saying, Mama, you came to me a couple nights ago. You were kind of really, Mama.
Yeah.
You said, Mama, why do comedians have to be so mean?
Right.
Why can't they just be funny?
Yeah.
Why do they have to be mean and funny?
Yeah.
And I tried to console you.
Right.
And it was hard to, but I was trying to tell you, like, girl, it's like comedians have a line that they have to keep pushing.
Right.
There's a line drawn.
That we have to. It's in our DNA to keep pushing the line.
You
got to
keep pushing the line.
Sometimes they go over, and sometimes you go over.
I know. I went over today.
Yes, you did.
It was kind of sad. I'm actually still worrying about it a little bit.
We came up with a good cover, though.
I hope
story.
So.
Yes. We came up with a good cover story. So here is it in a nutshell.
Are you going to tell?
I'm going to have to tell because now we brought it up and you brought it up. And I'm going to share.
Only because I feel bad about it. I should. You know what? Comedians, They shouldn't feel bad. They do their thing. They cross the line, and then they apologize.
Right.
And but I think I'm not going to apologize.
No, I think you thought you were being somewhat funny, but not really. I was thinking you were cashing checks that I had to
again.
No, you were running checks I had to cash for
once
you
again.
Because I'm once again.
Yeah.
So we were working out, mm-hmm. and we were done and. And sometimes they give you popcorn, at
popcorn
the end.
Popcorn Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And so we were there and we were waiting for, that's one of your treats. You're like, I worked out hard today. I want to get me some popcorn. I want to get me some popcorn. And we're standing there, mm-hmm. and the woman who is literally void of personality.
Let's just call a spade a spade.
But she has the right to be.
I think she's my feeling is this.
She hates us.
She knows somebody.
Yes.
Cuz nobody would hire a person like that to be their front person.
Yes. She's pretty.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yes. She's very pretty and gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I don't see her have she's not very friendly at the front desk.
And doesn't smile, doesn't say good morning.
No.
And that's when really that's where I first learned that you what do I usually call it? Like you up your ante.
Yes.
You were the first, she was the first one you did that to. You started that. That was about a year ago or so.
Yes, exactly. And so.
And now you just do it to everybody that's mean to you.
Exactly, because sometimes I don't even know why they're mean. Or mm-hmm. I had another incident about this today, but I had to let it go. I'll tell you about it in a second. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're waiting in line. Not even in line. We're first at the counter.
No, we're first in line.
And she's just plugging away at her computer.
Mm-hmm.
She mumbles under her voice very quietly, "I'll be with you in a second," or "just a moment." But very mean. I had a hard time understanding her. Mm-hmm. And then you just said, "Well, we don't have to wait here for our popcorn," really loud. I'm like, "What's going down? What's going down?" And you start walking out. And then I go, "Okay." I go, "Yeah, no, don't worry about it. We don't need popcorn." He goes, "Boy, that woman there, she should get an award for being the most nice person in the whole wide world. I'm going to nominate her for being just the best person to work
I for. Said friendliest award.
Yeah, friendliest award of the month club. like she's awesome. And then we're out in the car. And then
I started having
a little bit. She goes, "Can you believe she didn't even stop to say, be with you in a second?" She couldn't. I go, "She kind of did."
Oops.
I go, "She did?"
Oops.
"Kind of did."
That's when I started feeling bad.
You started feeling bad. I go, "Yeah." I didn't hear. I go, "I know you didn't hear." She said it very, 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 very quietly.
Whoa.
Like too quiet.
Yeah.
But we were right in the sense of it did feel weird to just wait there for popcorn.
Yeah.
Like
it was weird, wasn't it?
It feels
awkward.
It feels awkward to get popcorn after you worked out anyway.
Yeah.
But you go,
we're like,
"Hey,
two dope girls waiting for a little popcorn after working out."
We don't need this.
I go, "What are we doing?"
Yeah. And so.
So we felt bad anyway.
Right. At those moments.
Because it's basically for the kids.
Yeah, I guess. But they offered it first. Yeah. I would never have,
No.
And so all of a sudden.
And most women that are there that give us the popcorn actually give us M&Ms in it.
Yes. I will never get popcorn from her again.
No.
I will never ask for it.
Oh, hell no.
And there's a big reason why. I'll be afraid she spits in it.
Oh, yeah.
She'll see us coming from the cameras and going,
oh, yeah.
I'll have it ready for him.
Oh, yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. And I will dump that
out.
She
will have a dingleberry in there.
Oh, hell yes. And you kept saying.
With an M on it.
Yes. You kept saying, "Will it be payback?" And I'm like, "Well, maybe."
Yeah.
Will they kick us out?
Yeah.
I go, "I don't think so." And so I have some excuses.
We had to make up a story because, well, our poet, JC, who always was down there and would write us poetry and stuff, and he got kicked out. He got kicked out.
Yeah.
For being, I guess, rude and obnoxious.
Possibly.
Yeah. And so now we're concerned that. But the thing is, I never said anything rude or obnoxious.
No.
I said, "She's so friendly.
That's how we're going to play."
She might actually win the friendliest the employee award of the month.
I'm going to say that. If they come to me and come to you and they're going to go,
"Did you
I go, "I'm so sorry."
Yeah.
I go, I think she must have understood what was going down.
Yeah.
I go, we like her a lot. We come see we see her all the time. Yeah. I go, and she's always so nice to us. She gives us popcorn. But she was obviously busy. And we're just like,
this, we don't need
this. We don't need this popcorn.
Yeah.
We don't have to. No. We just got done having a great laugh. I don't know if I could tell you why we laughed. It was, I don't know. I don't know if I could tell you, but Mom had said something as we were walking by, and there was a new poster on the board and a new decoration. And your mom goes, Christine Marine goes, why is there a picture of an Eskimo
on the wall?
The wall. And I go, and I had to stop. I said, well, let's walk back a little bit and see here. And
I go, oh, it's a Native American.
And it wasn't, it was neither. But I'm not going to say what it was, because but it was inappropriate.
It would be inappropriate.
And and then we both started laughing, and she, uncomfortable laughter, because I'm like, that is not an American Indian, and it's not an Eskimo. I go, just stop. And she's like, oh my God, maybe I get my glasses checked. I have to get my glasses checked. I go, yes. And so then we were laughing hysterically.
Yes.
And then, which only two mother and daughters can do. And so we were shocked that she was not enjoying
our laughter.
Our laughter. Or even
not even look up like, oh, tell us what's going on.
Tell us what's going on.
Let's share the joy. Yeah. Oh,
and
no.
And so we have a good cover story. Yeah. They say, oh, no. Yeah. We said she should win.
Yeah.
Employee of the month for how kind she is.
Yeah.
She's so incredibly kind.
Every time we see her.
She's so incredibly kind.
Yeah.
I go, I'm so sorry she doesn't get that. I understand.
So you think that's going to work and not going to get kicked out, right?
Well, I mean, that's the total truth.
And that's the truth.
It's 100% truth that we said those things, that you said them as I was scooting you out. I'm like, come on, Christine Marie, let's go.
That's right.
And I go, I agree.
And this, and even though in this post-truth era, in this era of truth decay, we told the truth.
Exactly, truth decay. Did you just come up with that?
Yes, baby.
Did you really?
Yes, baby.
Good. Yeah, it was funny. Okay. I've been thinking about this, though, today, because you got me thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. And even if you were 100% wrong,
mm-hmm.
because you're my mama, and we drive home together.
But mostly because I'm your mama.
I would have to back you 100%.
I love that.
And there's only one reason why. It's because I would rather have peace with you than have peace with a stranger. I mean, I would like to have peace with a stranger as well.
Right.
But why would I throw away a 20-second, right. Why would I fight over a 20-second conversation?
Yes.
And then the truth is, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, if you said, so let's discuss the situation that just went down.
Yeah,
I think
you
said, I need to do this scientifically, you said.
Because I didn't want you to pick on me.
I go, let's do it. Okay, let's analyze the situation scientifically. Because obviously, scientifically, you're feeling guilty.
Well, I just
thought... You made a Snickers bar. Or something.
It was. I did kind of do the Ambien thing.
You were.
I
out.
Did, didn't I?
Listen, about every year, you go into a red zone that I have to, and if I'm with you, I have to figure out how to get you out of there that you don't feel like I'm taking their side.
Yeah.
And yet we're both leaving alive.
Yeah.
Because you definitely want, you write checks that I have to cash.
No, I looked out and I go, is that a check you're going to, I don't want us to cash that check. No.
I don't want to be kicked out. I like
But I love
here.
The fact that you have just said that you are going to be loyal to me no matter what. I'm going to tell you something right here now.
Sure.
I will be loyal to you no matter what. No matter what happens.
I will tell you what, there will be very few reasons why you wouldn't
I know
be
that.
Loyal.
I know that.
I will
it's
never
not a
get...
big. It's not a big
Yeah, you're not a gamble here.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
So, yeah. But so anyway, so that
I got your back, honey.
I appreciate that. I got yours as well. And it's good to have someone in your life that no matter what,
yeah,
even if they're possibly maybe just a smidgen, stick to the line just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Like comedians do.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to find that line.
We can talk about it later. But at that moment, I got your back always. That's right. Always. But I was taking Elliot to the vet, which I do frequently just because they board him there. Mm-hmm. And if I got to run some errands and I don't want him to be at home all the time, but I'll pay $6 to have the vet, you know, the boarding at the vet. Mm-hmm. There's a woman there that obviously does not like me. Mm-hmm. And I believe this because she smiles at everybody else but me.
Well, I can't believe that.
And I don't, and I'm curious what that's about. Like, mm-hmm. It seems like it's intentional. Mm-hmm. It really seems
do
like
you go just the opposite on her?
I kind of do.
Yeah, that's you.
I go,
you.
How are you doing?
Hello.
You got big plans this weekend? I have to work.
Oh.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you have fun with that. Mm-hmm. I go, most people do. Mm-hmm. You know? Who's not working 24/7?
Yeah.
You know?
Who's not?
And then I just know, I don't know what's in her life, but mm-hmm. It hurts me to know that she probably, that somewhere down the line, I have done something that has made her not just not like me, but not forgive me.
Yeah, whatever that could possibly be.
Whatever that could possibly be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you only see her maybe once a week?
Yeah, maybe twice.
Once or twice a week?
Yeah.
And yet she has determined that...
It feels like that's the energy
she doesn't like you.
And I have to trust my energy mm-hmm. sensor, right? That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Do you think you did something, or do you think maybe, oh, you look like, you know, her ex's new girlfriend?
I mean, there are times I just come in there from working out and or going to work out, and I don't look that... I look a little rough, mm-hmm. maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe she's prejudiced. I don't mm-hmm. know.
Biased,
yes.
Racist, even.
Maybe. I don't know. But you just don't know. But she just does not like me. And I don't know. Who knows why? But I it does bug me some. But then I have to keep talking myself down. Like, mm-hmm. hey, not everybody on this planet has to like you.
Right.
I mean, in some ways, that's good because you don't want to be able to be liked by everybody. Mm-hmm. That's not what your goal is about.
No.
You know?
But most people really, really, really do like you, I think.
I don't know. I really don't know. I keep conversation to a medium, you know, keep it light. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about politics too much.
Oh, you never do. You're like
not in the
so
world.
Well,
neutral. I do. I'm always like, well, I see that point of view. And mm-hmm. then I take your point of view and I throw in my point of view. And together we get a circular point of view that goes nowhere.
Oh, you're so good at that.
Am I good at that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, I know that you think that people don't like you, but... You know what I like? Mm-hmm. I like something new right now. You know, I used to like unicorns.
Yes.
You know that, right? Mm-hmm. I used to want my own unicorn.
Yes.
And I would probably be a female.
Right.
You know, fly her in. She can put a little maid's outfit on. And okay. just kind of like massage my feet or make sandwiches. That's kind of...
Yeah.
But you know what I'm liking even more now?
No, what?
16-year-old boys.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
And the only reason why you're liking that is because we've got one that
can
drive.
We got one.
And that's willing to do little housework.
We're so lucky.
We're so lucky.
Oh, my God.
We're so lucky.
Isaac.
Yes.
Isaac.
And he's from the Love Boat.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Well, I have to now, because you've set it up in such an inappropriate manner, I must discuss what this is really about.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like a... love affair.
No.
But it certainly is a love affair.
Exactly.
I'm in love with a 16-year-old boy that can't drive, but drives an old pickup truck.
To our house. For 6 hours a week, maybe.
Yeah.
And helps us move our home.
And he's so nice.
Yes.
He got held back a year.
He did?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a good old kid.
Yeah.
And what you had
asked
me for.
He's got seven brothers and sisters that he has to take care of.
Yes. You had asked me for someone. You said, Julie. I just need to find like a kid that will be willing to just like help her out around the house.
And the yard.
And the yard to do stuff, to move stuff forward.
How long have I been praying for a 16-year-old boy?
I don't know, a year, two. No, it's a couple months.
Yeah.
But yeah, and he just fell into my lap.
He fell in. You're so lucky.
But he showed up with our landscaper who mows the lawn.
Yeah.
And he goes, "This is my son." And I'm like, "Ah." He goes, "Yeah, he's going to be helping me out." I'm like, "Oh, great.
He's going to be helping me out this summer."
And in my brain, I hear my mother saying,
"Julie.
Julie, I really could use the help of a young kid to just help around the house and do stuff, you know, that we can't really do and all this stuff. And I'm like, hey.
Hey, you there. Zach.
I don't know what you're doing this summer, but if you want to earn a little extra money, I got some quote-unquote light handyman projects. I go, well, hey, what do you think about that? And then, of course, his father's like, he'll do anything to get out of the house. I've been trying to find him a job for a long time. I'm like, awesome. You know, and it's just fun stuff. Like,
it's like great. Well, I mean, and here's the thing. Okay, we remember like a year ago, we hired ourselves a Joey.
Yes.
We thought, oh man, Joey's come to town.
Yes.
And he doesn't have a job.
No.
And he doesn't like to work, you know, informally.
Right.
So cash is good, right?
Right.
You know? And he maybe lasted a day and a half.
Yeah.
And it was just not him.
Not him.
Not Joey.
No. But that's fine.
He found his calling.
Yep.
But it wasn't with us.
And now we got ourselves an Isaac. And he'll
Isaac.
Be younger.
Yeah.
And a little
and he's
more
already
desperate.
Showed up for 3 days in a row.
Which is pretty impressive.
And he's not gonna come till next Tuesday, but that's fine.
But like here's the deal too. Like there was an estate sale today. And I ended up buying a recliner, which what is it? What do you buy at an estate sale? Always
a recliner. After they remove the dead body.
Yes. I buy it.
They put some Febreze on it.
Listen, if I end up dying in my recliner, I will be so happy. It'll be like the best place to die. And luckily, you could just kind of push my recliner out to the front door.
It's on wheels.
To the trash line.
We'll recycle you.
Oh, thank you. Just bury me in the ground. You know, luckily I had, you know, Isaac, I contacted him. I said, hey, I need to come over to work a couple hours today. Can you help me?
Yeah.
And can we borrow your truck?
He goes, oh, it was so cute. He goes,
I go,
you could, but really.
I don't have a license.
I don't have a license.
I go, no more. Don't say no more.
My dad just doesn't know I take this truck
to
come
to your
house.
Like, don't say no more. Okay. Don't say no more. So say more. Please, tell me more. I got to know more about this. Okay, say no more. Okay, I go, no problem. So we got into my car, and so now I got a 6-year-old boy in the passenger seat of my car, feeling a little weird and uncomfortable.
But I'm
and
happy.
He calls me
I'm
ma'am.
Happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Oh, he calls you ma'am?
Yeah.
Aww.
So sweet. Yeah. But he's actually a very polite
and sweet
verbal
boy.
Kid.
And he works. He works with, you know, you got to give kudos to his dad.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a mom in the picture.
I have no idea.
And the dad's always, he works 2 days a week mowing, and the rest of the week he works on cell towers.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Unless it gets called in. Who knows? But, I mean, it's pretty awesome. And so we got ourselves an Isaac, and I'm
I
very
know,
happy.
And we got ourselves an Isaac, and I hope, guys out there, keep your fingers crossed. We don't want to lose him.
No, and I think because he can't drive.
Yeah.
And he likes a little cash in his pocket.
Yeah.
We are at this moment.
And his cell phone broke. So he can't always be on a cell phone. And he can save money.
Yeah.
For a new cell phone.
Hello.
Yeah.
So, you know, $10 an hour we give him, and he's happy, and we're happy.
Yeah.
And you've got plans of, like, maybe he can help us paint the house. Like, we'll do it.
Like, we did ask him, I did have, like, I wanted some leaves, like a push broomed, you know?
Yeah.
And I told Julia to tell him that, and he said, he's so honest.
Yeah.
The day is long. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He goes, well, here's the thing. This is pushing a broom's not my favorite job. I will do it for you, but I probably won't do a great job.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did.
He gave a B minus.
That's right.
But that was better than what I was doing.
Better than what was there.
Because I was like, taking me 15 minutes a night. I'm like, this sucks.
I know. It's 20 minutes. We 20 set
minutes,
the alarm.
Set an alarm 20 minutes every night.
Yeah.
Getting buggy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we're making progress.
But
by the time I was done, I was going to keep just continually doing it.
Right.
And he got most of it done in a day.
Yeah.
Not perfect, but good enough.
Yeah. And he does it. That's what he said. He goes, I won't do this perfectly for you, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Isaac.
Well, and I asked him before.
I love
said,
you.
Because where we live, our land is surrounded by woods.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I don't know if you're going to feel comfortable doing this. And he goes, I'm sure I will. That's what he said. I'm sure I'll feel comfortable doing it. I go, see this pile of sticks I collected? I go, just throw them in the woods.
Just walk away.
Just walk away and throw them all over the woods. Yeah,
exactly.
Just so that your dad can't run over them when he mows. He goes, done. I go,
can do that.
I go, see this pile that you're collecting of weeds?
Yeah.
Go let them biodegrade in the woods. Just put them in the woods. You know? And
Jill, you know what the sexual pervert said to the little kid as he took him into the woods?
Yeah. He goes,
don't, you know, you think you're scared.
Yeah.
I got to come out of this place by myself.
Yeah. You've told that joke so wrong. That was my favorite joke.
And I told it wrong?
No, you didn't do it justice.
What's the right way?
Okay. I mean, this used to be my favorite joke about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Then you
heard it on NPR. Yes,
I heard the joke. It's an NPR joke.
And because they were interviewing this comedian who said that she didn't get that big of a laugh from this joke when mm-hmm. she was doing it on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and I heard it, and I go, this is my type of joke.
But not a cruise joke.
It's certainly not a cruise joke. But right. Now as I'm older, mm-hmm. I'm like, it's a little dark. But at that time, I just thought it was dark and just funny.
Well, yeah.
So this older man and his child are holding hands, and they're walking into the woods. And the child, and it's storming out. It's really dark out and storming out. And the child looks at the older man and he goes, I'm so scared. I'm just so scared. The old man looks at him and goes, why are you scared? I got to walk out of here alone.
I did an admirable job.
Yeah, you did. For not really knowing the joke. You did. Yeah. I mean, you knew enough because you knew that I was one of my favorite jokes at the time. Now I just find it. Maybe a little too off-putting.
What happened to the times when you could laugh at a joke like that? I can't do that anymore, damn it.
You know why? Because I think at the time, it was it was pushing the boundary. Mm-hmm. But now that you're just like, oh, everybody's been messed up as a child.
Yeah.
Now it's
you just can't do it.
All I had was...
You might trigger someone.
You know, parents that really said you didn't have to go to school unless you really wanted to. I just had hippie parents. I can't. It's hard to.
You know what my favorite joke is now?
Oh, well, tell me your favorite.
What's joke. The difference between a guitar and a banjo?
Tell me.
A guitar will get you laid.
That's right. And that's how my father got my mother
that's
pregnant.
Right. He did not play the banjo for
he
me.
He did not play the banjo.
I have no idea what it would have been like if he had played Leaving on a Jet Plane
with a banjo.
With a banjo.
Or it'd probably be like this.
Oh, yeah, that.
That's how we would have played. And you'd be like, ah.
You know what I want to talk about? I have no idea what time it is. But I do want to talk about, because you're the one that told me about this, and I've been wanting to talk to you about it a little bit more. But I think I need to talk about the poop train.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Now, I do know, like poop jokes are kids, like my grandkids were at the Lodge Cottage Cabin this weekend for 4th of July, which was...
Fourth of July. God, I love it.
God, well, actually, it wasn't 4th of July. Oops. Again, I'm future thinking.
Yes. They will be there the 4th of July, hopefully.
No, they're going to be in Disney World, I think.
That's true.
No, but hey, we should talk about my song, though, in terms of futuring.
Okay, yes.
But real quickly, what was I going to
poop joke train.
About that my grandkids, their favorite jokes are poop jokes.
Yes.
I mean, anything that has like poop or, you know,
yeah,
anything.
Poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think she...
Well, it was kind of funny because it is just about their, like...
I think the oldest one, she said something like, oh, I pooped in my pants and then I left a stain all the way along for a trail or something.
So I wouldn't get lost in the woods.
Yeah.
I'm like... That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Now, I mean, honestly, if I had to think about how I'm going to, if I had nothing to trail, leave, create, like, I'm like, there have been times I'm like, I am lost these woods.
Yeah.
I better leave myself a trail.
Yeah.
I have nothing to leave a trail.
Yeah. She was pretty smart.
I'm like, I'm going to take a poop. I'm going to just like push a little sliver out here and there. Like, yeah. That's my poop.
Yeah. That's the one thing about Dunkirk that I didn't believe was there's that one scene where the guy's running and he just stops real quick, drops his drawers and poops and then leaves or kind of like does like a dog thing and like puts sand over it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, nobody can poop that fast.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not get that.
What did you think he was doing?
But I would think that he had, you know, the water quality wouldn't be that great. So I'm thinking
diarrhea,
possibly.
Oh,
because I agree.
Oh, like runs.
Yeah. Good question.
That was the only thing I was like, I don't believe that.
Yeah, not on your way.
Not in Dunkirk.
Yeah, you're like, people are shooting you down. Yeah. And you're like,
yeah, I got to take time just to drop my drawers and poop.
But maybe that's, I don't know, but you're right. I give you that.
Thank you.
Because I don't even remember that scene, but now I kind of do. Is that where you saw the soldier then?
Yeah. Dead? Yeah, the dead soldier.
Yeah, as he was pooping.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks to his right.
You're like, oh, there you are. I will take that uniform. I get it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about the poop train. I'm sure you have some thoughts
Parrish,
on
Alabama.
It.
I had heard someplace about this poop train, and I had to Google it right away because I'm like, I don't believe this is going on because I love the coal train.
Yes.
I used to love the soul train,
but
then
now
I saw the
coal train.
Just this train that goes through Dixon, Illinois, not as much as it used to, that it is filled with coal. And I just love the way it sounds, the coal train.
But now
it's the poop train.
Yeah.
And so I did not know this, but there are some
hoity-toity New Yorkers.
New York and New Jerseys.
Yeah.
New
Jersey.
That it is true for them to load up their
poop.
You know, the leftovers from the filtration plants of their poop. And then put it on a train and send it to Alabama.
Yeah.
Where it's cheaper to dump it in their
landfills. Yes.
So, you know what? However you have to start generate business for yourself, you do what you got to do, yeah. Right? And so what happened was
the town next to Parrish, Alabama.
The town next to the dump said, no, we're not doing this no more, and had an injunction put against it by a judge. Mm-hmm. Judge said, we need to take a look at this because it's just not right that this town has to have the poop train go through it.
Yeah, because they're not getting anything from it.
Yeah,
they're not getting one penny, and that poop train has to go through their entire town, and it stinks. Although a lot of people say it just smells like $4 Starbucks coffee.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But can you imagine, though, called Parrish, Alabama. Parrish. That's so sad.
Why is that sad? Is it like your Blessed Sacrament Parish, St. Joseph Parish?
Or like
the poop parish?
Or like, oh, he perished.
Oh, Parrish. P-E-R-I-S.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it was E-R-A-R. I don't know which one it was. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it was probably A-R.
I think so.
But now... But anyway,
but it's interesting though, because in the South, you know how we have counties here.
Yes,
they have parishes.
Oh, well,
so it's kind of weird that it would be parish county.
Yeah, parish.
You know, the person was probably a little.
So
let's just call it parish.
Here is the kicker, though. I think is awesome.
But we're in parish. I know, but people remember that parish. Oh, okay. Go ahead. What were you saying?
It was been there for months.
Yeah.
Because of the...
Yeah.
And we're just not kind of hearing about it. Yeah. But what I love about this, the news broke in April, thank mm-hmm. God. But in May, what happened was Febreze, which you got to give Febreze, when they see an opportunity to push their product, they gave everybody in the town a sample of Febreze or a bottle of Febreze so they could... This is, help the smell because I guess it was permeating the houses too.
Yeah.
Like, no one had their windows open. Yeah. It would just smell like $4 coffee poop.
I think, thank you, Febreze, for being good marketers.
100%.
I mean, honestly, if they hadn't, come on. you know, Dollar General's brand would have done it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get, there's an opportunity there.
There's an opportunity for anybody to come in.
Yeah.
Even for, like, a new Amazon product.
Yeah.
You know, I go, like, poop train be gone.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, a poop chain, chia pet.
Yeah.
Ooh, wouldn't that be a great thing?
That would be a wonderful thing. So if we would have known about it early enough.
Yeah.
We could have created an Amazon product and caught, like, Poop Train Be Gone.
Yeah.
Or, no, my house doesn't smell like poop train. Or, gee, doesn't my house smell like $4 coffee? Not through your colon. That's only just a good $4 coffee.
But it does prove that New Yorker shit does stink.
Exactly. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. So we've got about 5-6 minutes left for the show.
Can we talk about something that we're offering for free, or something that you're offering for free?
Yes.
Is freedom really free?
No.
Right. But this program is.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about
it. Okay. So you're going to go to weightlossandstress.com.
What? Say what? Do you own that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
It's great.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. So anyway, everybody knows I'm in my master's program, and my focus has been on stress this entire time, and specifically stress and weight loss. And I'm at the end where I'm creating my program, and I'm doing my research, my own research, where I'm collecting data, and my research question, my research topic is, how does meditation, hypnosis, and visualization, how does that affect stress eating? Because what we do know, research has stated over and over and over again, that if you're trying to lose weight and you're having a hard time, that most likely is because you're eating because of emotional reasons or stress.
Mm-hmm.
You stress eat.
So some people call it emotional eating.
Yeah.
Some people call it stress eating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that if you engage in stress eating, it's nearly impossible to lose weight consistently, or once, if you did lose it, to keep it off.
Right.
Unless you do something about the stress and how to change the way you deal with that stress. Because if you deal with stress through eating, no matter how hard you try, it's still there unless you kind of figure a way to just deal with that stress someplace else.
Right.
Change your behavior and so forth. So I've created a 30-day program. It's a live course, but you can get the recording, so if you can't come live, that's okay. And we meet Monday through Friday, and it's a 30-minute class, and it's 15 minutes of content talking about stress and motivation and talking about different ways you can combat that, and also goal setting and different processes and so forth, and all that stuff. And
then 15 minutes of an experiential
meditation
or visualization or hypnosis.
Exactly. And so I want you to join us. If you're somebody that has been struggling to lose weight, or through your life have lost some weight but can't keep it off, or however it is, you find yourself that you do eat over stress. You engage in stress eating. And you'd like to say, hey, I have to figure out not to do that anymore. Now,
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be a part of it.
That's right.
And what I'm really looking for is 10 to 20 participants in this study. It's a 30-day class, because we know that you need about 30 days to really
rewire your brain.
Exactly. And if you can't show up live, it's at 8 o'clock Central Time over the internet. You can get the recording the next day.
Right.
Just commit to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm going to do my best to do it every day.
Or if you know someone who would be very interested in this. The only thing that Julie's asking is that there's a very quick survey pre-beginning of this course, and then after the course, and then you'll be have a phone interview with Julie just about 10, 15 minutes afterwards to sort of have her get some more of your...
Right.
But it's all anonymous.
It's all completely anonymous, voluntary, free, and you will have to sign a disclosure agreement first from Western Governor University, which is the school I'm going to. And so I hope that if you are somebody who stress eats, that you're looking forward to some new information, some new research, and be a part of the program. Because I'm hoping to get data, and I'm hoping to see just the results. I'm curious what the results will be. I'm not going to have confirmation bias right now. I don't want to say that it's going to be great, because I don't know.
Oh, right. Oh,
I'm not marketing to you.
No.
I'm creating a class.
Right.
Creating a course. I'm trying to put the best information together.
Yes.
Now, let's see if it works.
Yeah. And that's after why 2 years of research,
yeah.
Go to weightlossandstress.com.
Yes.
Sign up. You'll see a little video of Julie I took of her.
Yes, exactly. And you'll see me eat a bug.
Yeah.
I decided not to edit that out because I thought it was kind of funny. Because one thing life is, it should be a little bit funny.
Yeah.
Life is hard. And
stressful.
And a struggle.
And if we don't laugh,
we cry or we eat. So
that's hence my chocolate chip cookie that I had.
Yeah, girlfriend, for sure.
I come full circle with that chocolate chip cookie?
You did.
Okay, good.
So I want to say thank you for coming in here, listening to Life with the Girlfriends.
Yeah.
We love you guys
so much.
Come join weightlossandstress.com.
Yes,
and
we want to see you.
Let us know.
I want to hear from you guys.
And have a great day. It was great.
Oh, come on! It was great.
It was great.